You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the National Party.
Welcome back to The Wire. The government recently announced proposed changes to the Marine and Coastal Area Act, which, among other changes, would require iwi to prove continuous and uninterrupted occupation of a coastal area since 1840 in order to make a claim. The proposed changes were reviewed by the Waitangi Tribunal, and the resulting report was released yesterday. I asked Katie Niman about the government's reaction to criticisms in the report. I also asked about the government's policies on Māori wards. Last year, the National Party campaigned on putting Māori wards to referendums, with the goal of restoring democracy. Since asking councils to vote on their wards, all but two of Aotearoa's local councils have voted to retain them. Local Government Minister Simeon Brown has expressed some discontent at this response, implying that government may push for binding referendums. I spoke to National's Katie Niman about each of these issues in our weekly catch-up, starting out with the Marine and Coastal Area Act. To start off today, we'll be looking at the Marine and Coastal Areas Act. The government has put forward a rewrite. I know I've asked you before about the topic, but just briefly, what would this rewrite entail?
Oh, well, look, the new amendment applies to every undetermined case as of the announcement. And existing CMT decisions will stand, but the cases that are awarded after today, but before the amendment's enactment, will need to be reheard under the new test. So it's a little bit of a catch there, but easy to understand, especially if you've got a case yourself. And then, of course, courts will determine timings, rehearing cases, and officials will support the process as required.
The Waitangi Tribunal published a report on the potential changes, identifying several reasons why it may not be compliant with the principles of Te Tiriti o Waitangi. I'm going to ask about a few of these issues now, though I understand you might not be able to comment on all of them. Firstly, the report states that the Crown did not allow for properly informed and meaningful participation for Māori during the consultation process. Did the government exclude Māori from consultation on these changes?
Look, not at all. I think the process is that, we've got to restore certainty and consistency, and I know I've said that to you before. It's what was intended in 2011. So the view is that this is going back to what was intended with the original bill in 2011, went through its proper process, and this is just making sure that we bring that back as over time it's crept away from its purpose and intent. So, we just consider that we're restoring what it was that we intended to do in 2011, which went through a full and robust process.
The report also claims that the statutory test for customary marine title is not fair or reasonable. This test would require iwi to prove exclusive use and occupation of an area since 1840 without substantial interruption. This is also an aspect of the proposed change that has been met with criticism from other commentators as well. Do you think this criteria is set unreasonably high?
Well, I think it's a necessary criteria, and there's a whole lot of aspects of this bill that the criteria would think could be tested against it. So, obviously those that have to go through it again, it's not like everything starts over, but it's just a clarified test. And so I think it's really important. It's not to say that anything will get thrown out. It's just to say that it's going to go through a more robust process. And I think that that's important for anyone going through this, customary marine title, no matter what really that approach is. I think it's important because it impacts a lot of people.
I want to return to treaty principles briefly as well. The ACT Party is pushing its treaty principles bill that would seek to change how Te Tiriti is interpreted in government policy, and National has committed to support this bill to its first reading. It's my understanding that Prime Minister Christopher Luxon isn't keen to support it further. It does seem, however, with this Waitangi Tribunal report and this law change, as well as other things, the attitudes towards the principles of Te Tiriti have been maybe a little bit more lax under this government. How would you respond to that?
Well, I'd just say that that's a perception. We're working really hard to make sure that every Kiwi has improved outcomes, focusing on need, which has been a priority policy position for almost every area that we've got, specifically health is a good example. And so I think that while we continue to talk about it, we continue to put that at the forefront, and that's not the case. It should be that we're focusing on improved outcomes for all New Zealanders.
All right. Moving on to another issue, the issue of Māori wards, was a campaign policy that this government discussed last year, putting Māori wards up to local votes. However, many regional councils have chosen to retain their Māori wards. Just two thus far have voted to remove theirs. Is this the outcome that the government was looking for?
Yeah, sorry, I'll carry on. And look, the outcome we were wanting is for communities to make the decision for themselves. And so regardless of whether councils have made the decision now or whether they're going to go to a vote, the most important thing, sorry, a poll, is the most important thing is that the community has their say and the community are heard, it's not decided for them. So, all it needs is 5% of elected representatives to make that decision to go to a binding referendum. And really, we would just want to make sure that the community are the ones that decide what it is that happens in their constitution.
Yeah, local government minister Simeon Brown has discussed the possibility, as you mentioned there, of councils holding a binding referendum on Māori wards, maybe pushing councils to do that. Could you talk me through that idea a bit more?
Oh, well, look, it's not about pushing them. It's about making sure that if they decide to retain a Māori ward, that the process has gone through a constitutional referendum. You know, we're talking about people's constitutional rights. It's about, how they vote and how they're represented. And so we believe that people should be part of that process. And that's what this is doing is, you know, in the past, it's been decided by the councils as to whether or not they have wards or not, based on perhaps, you know, in some cases, 300 people writing in whether they support or don't support it. So, you know, it's not sufficient. We want to make sure that, that process is robust, and that's exactly what we're doing.
I mean, there, as you mentioned, right, the main issue, the government wanting to restore democracy and they're, you know, wanting people to democratically choose whether to keep Māori wards or not. But, I mean, it looks like many of these, you know, democratically elected representatives and councils have democratically voted and viewed submitted advice to retain the wards. Is further action, I mean, really necessary there?
Yeah, well, I think if you consider how many people have been involved in this process, I mean, we hear from a lot of people who say that their voices haven't been heard and, you know, they want to make sure that, they get a chance to be part of the decision-making. And so, you know, in that case, they need to have their voices heard. As I say, about 300 people in some cases are the ones that are putting their voices to a consultation process, and that's just not enough.
And then lastly here, plenty of regional councils, or all of them in fact, have local issues that they need to deal with. Is this putting through this change and making councils talk about Māori wards and having them host these referendums, is this just wasting councils' time, perhaps, that could be used on other more important things?
No, I don't think so at all. I mean, it's a necessary discussion. It's just restoring what it was that we'd originally decided to do, and it's just restoring that in the first place. So ultimately, this is nothing new. This was the original intention that had been changed by the previous government. Consultation is a very necessary part of local government activity.
That was the National Party's Katie Nimmin speaking to me about the government's proposed changes to the Marine and Coastal Area Act and about Māori wards.
That was our weekly chat with the National Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.